Friends, I was talking with Rob and some of the other leaders, and I asked, so what have you all been learning about this year? What were the things that you talked about? And he told me that the last part of this year, you talked about courage, right? Is that right? Yeah. Okay. And I thought, that is really important, because everybody needs courage. The fact is that, you know, people that are in the friendship club, you need courage. But so do I. And if I look around at all the people that are not part of the friendship club, they all need courage too. And I thought that it was a beautiful thing that you would learn about that, and now together we can learn about that as well. When you talked about courage, you talked about a man named Caleb. You learned that name, right? Yeah. You know what you learned about Caleb? Well, Caleb is a really important person that shows us how important courage is. And you learned about it. Now we're going to learn about it together. Now, Caleb, when he was born in Egypt. Remember that? And was he born to a really rich family? No.
No.
No. He was born into a slave family. Right? His mom and dad were slaves. And he was born a slave. And they had to work really hard. And they didn't have any say in their lives. And if their masters, their owners, wanted to hit them, they could just hit them. There was no fairness, it was a tough and scary life for the people of Israel, because they were the Israelites, right? And Caleb was one of those guys who had to build the buildings and do whatever that they said. When life is tough, and for sure, life was tough for Caleb, who did he have to ask for help? Yeah, Natalie? Who did he have to ask for help? God, right. Right, and Jesus, if they didn't know the name Jesus yet then, but they had to ask for God, and God heard them, because it says in the Bible that the Israelites cried out to God, right? They said, oh God, help us. And did God hear them?
Yes.
He sure did. He sure did. And he came. And that's why Moses came, and they were led out of the land of slavery. They were set free. So they weren't slaves anymore, right? Because they had the courage to call on God. All right. So that's cool. Then they had to walk across the wilderness, and they got the Ten Commandments at Mount Sinai, and then they went to the Promised Land. Do you think that was all easy now? Oh, no, not easy. Because 12 men were told, go into that land that's supposed to be for us and check it out. See what it looks like. And they went in, and there were already people there. And these people, they were really big. They were great big people. And a bunch of these 12 people that went to check it out, they said, we have to turn around. We have to get out of here, because the people are too big. It's too scary. It's too dangerous. Let's get out of here. But what did Caleb say? Because he was one of the 12. Did he say, let's run away and be scared? No. No. Because look at this picture. You see people in the background, right? They're saying, oh, the people are so big, and oh, we have to stay away. You see that picture? But look at the two people, the guy in the yellow and the guy in the orange thing. They're saying, look at all the food that there's there. And they're also saying, God is going to go with us. said, so, like, these people are big, but God is even bigger, right? And he said, we can have courage because we're so big? No. Who's so big? God is so big. God is powerful. And God promised them that he would take care of them. And God promised them that they could have this new land. Right? And so Caleb said, I will have courage because God is so good. And because God is so powerful that I trust in God. These other people, they said, I don't trust in God so much. I'm going to run away. I don't think we should do it. Well, who was right? Caleb? Yes. Caleb was right. He said, trust in God, and God is going to take care of us. Right? Say, hooray for Caleb. Right. Okay. So, then what happened is they went back into the wilderness. And, you know, when, go back a slide. When they were there, you know, there were the 10 people that said, it's too scary. And only 2 people said, we can do it because God is going to promise it. Did the people listen to the 10 scaredy cats? Yeah. Yes, they did. They didn't listen to the 2 people that had courage. Good answer. So God said, okay, you're not ready. You're not ready to go in. And he sent them back into the wilderness. And you know what this is a picture of? That when they were in the wilderness, God taught them and showed them how they should live and how they should have the courage that God should... We should have courage because God is our God. And so God taught them for 40 years... God taught them, you can trust in me, you need to listen to me, you need to have courage because I am your God. It took them 40 years and Caleb was right there with them, learning, encouraging the people so that they could learn to have courage. All right, so the 40 years is over and you know what happened? They had to go into the land that God said should be their home. But there was a problem. There was a great big river. A big, wide river that was running fast. And if you walk in a river like that, you know what will happen to you if you go in a river like that? You drown. You're dead. You become dead. Right? You drown in a terrible river. And God said, okay, go into your land, go across that river. And people said, well, what have we learned? We've learned that God is great, that he's going to take care of us, that we need to trust him. So the people said, okay, and they took a step and they put their foot into the water. Oh, I know. Scary as anything. They thought maybe we're going to die here in the river. But what did God do? Do you remember? Okay, I'm going to tell you. What happened was the river stopped. The water that was going to sweep them away, that was going to drown them, that was going to make them like everybody be sad or broken or killed, the water piled up like a mountain, and the riverbed became dry. So look, see that they're walking across? God showed how powerful he is, how much he loved his people, and how he was going to take care of them, and they were safe. They were able to walk across. So they had this very scary thing in front of them. Oh, maybe we're going to drown. Maybe we're going to die. Maybe it's going to be terrible. And then they said, but we learned, didn't we? We learned that God takes care of us. And if God says we should do something, we have to trust Him. So they put their foot in the water, and the water went away. And they were able to walk across the river on dry ground because God is great. And because God is great, the people learned again that we can have courage. You know what threatens me? It's not rivers. Right? God has never said to me, I want you to walk across a river that's going to drown you. But there are other things in my life that are threatening and that are scary. You have things in your lives that are kind of scary that you have to face. Everybody has things in your lives that are scary. And God says to you, each one of us, that when we trust in Him and when we do what He wants us to do, He is going to take care of us. And because He says He'll take care of us, we don't need to be scared. We can have courage because God is good. Okay, so they all got across, the soldiers, the strong men, but also the little kids and the old people and the people maybe that had a bad leg or had trouble getting around. They all got helped. They all made it across the river. And they wanted to remember how good God was to them. So what did He say? He said, I want you to pick up a bunch of big stones, great big stones from the middle of that river, and I want you to take those great big stones, take them to the promised land, to the other side of the river, and I want you to make a big pile. And that pile of stones is going to remind you that you can have courage because God is great. And God loves you and God is going to care for you. So that pile of stones is always supposed to be there. Now, we don't know exactly where that pile of stones went. Maybe they're not sure. But in my life, I have to have like a pile of stones. They're not real, they're imaginary, but I can see them. When I close my eyes, I can see my pile of stones. I say, look at this. These stones are signs that God has helped me when I was scared. And God showed that I can trust in Him. I hope every one of you are able to think like that. That you can say, yeah, God is helping me. God is protecting me. God is loving me, and I will have, like, in my imagination, a pile of stones, right? Maybe I'll put it beside my bed so that if I wake up in the night and I'm scared, you say, look at, I got my imaginary stones, and God is taking care of me. Or if there's a place where you feel like you're especially scared sometimes, imagine in your mind that there's a pile of stones there that say, God has taken care of me, and I don't need to be afraid. Okay, now, when they crossed the river and they made their pile of stones, then what happened was they walked into the promised land. It wasn't all easy peasy, right? There was some difficult days ahead. They had some battles they had to fight, and there were tough times. But every single day, they could say, God is still with us. And this is a picture of Caleb, and you can see, you know, he's a pretty old guy now, right? When you think he was in the wilderness for 40 years, and he was already a grown man when they left left Egypt, so he's probably, 80 years old or something like that, I would guess. I'm not 80 years old, right? I'm not near that old yet, right? But Caleb, being an older fellow, was going to walk into the promised land with the rest of the Israelites. And for the rest of his life, every single day, he could know that his God loved him and that his God was going to take care of him. And great things happened. Right? When you read the rest of the Bible, you hear about all the stories, and in Friendship Club, I know that you hear lots of these stories, and you hear about Jesus and about what he all did for us, how he saved us, and you know we know we're going to live. Like, we don't need to be scared of anything because Jesus has said we are his children. And he's going to watch over us. And he's going to bless us. He's going to love us. He's going to... We can have courage. You know, if we didn't have Jesus in our life, I don't think that we could have the kind of courage that we do. Because who knows what's going to happen? Oh, we don't know what's going to happen. But because Jesus is in our life, because we can say together that Jesus is our Savior, we say, the future is taken care of. There might be hard times and difficult days, but really, Jesus is Lord, and Jesus gives us courage. So, I'm looking forward to, like, next year, like, yeah, I know that this season of Friendship is pretty well done. Right, you got a barbecue coming yet, and that's going to be fun. And then in September, you know, the club is going to start again, and you're going to come together, and you're going to sing songs, and you're going to hear great stories, and be with your friends, and it's going to be wonderful. But no matter what, we are going to have courage together because Jesus is Lord and because Jesus loves you. So, great. Thank you for being part of Bethel and for being part of the Friendship Club. Right on. Thank you, Natalie. And we do wish you, all the members of the Friendship Club, every blessing. I want you to know that we love you and are grateful to God that you are part of Bethel's Friendship Club and part of Bethel Church. Right on. So, have a wonderful, wonderful summer.
We will.
And it's you know what I really like? Quite a few of the Friendship Club also come here regularly on Sunday mornings, and you worship God with us here too. And I love that. Thank you for those that can do that. And we wish you everything good. Okay. Does that sound right? Does that sound like what you learned?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Good. And that was a great lesson. And to the leaders of Friendship Club, great choice in choosing such good themes for everybody. Everybody to learn. Our, there's always a response when we hear the truth spoken, right? We want to respond to it, and the way that we're going to respond is by saying together a version of the Apostles' Creed, you know, and words that are really accessible to all of us. We're going to say that together, and then the members of the Friendship Club are going to come back up to sing some more songs with us.